Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap? Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com or YouTube, Fancy Dan, or Facebook, right? Yeah, the Facebook thing. Find it wherever, or you already did. Fuck you. Joe, how are you, sir?
Hey, Tom. I am, as usual, attempting to share this live StreamYard thing as I do every time we record and doing a miserable job of it.
Well, you reminded me that I got to share it too, so I am also going to the DWN's Terrible Horror Crap podcast page. While I wait for the page to load, what I will do is scroll down to the live video, and then I will hit the share button. And that, my friend, will share the video. I heard the noise, so you figured it out.
I did. Thank you for that. I am on top of this, getting us those numbers that we need for our ratings. Because everybody on StreamYard makes big money, and that's going to be us pretty soon, too. We can put slaving away in our respective shops pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, I was distracted by sharing this. Whatever the fuck you said, I wholeheartedly agree, or I don't.
Either way.
Sorry, Dow. So, how was your week?
It was a full week, Tom. Full week. You know, in the shop. And then made time to watch one movie. A fourth of a movie. And the finale of a TV show. So not too much on the entertainment things. Then I went to Houston, you know, hung out with Familia for a night. Then went to a horror pop-up and did that for a day.
How was that?
This was different. The venue that they had it in, these are our good friends at the Houston Horror Film Fest. They're back on their pop-ups. This one was at a bar that seemed more like a live venue, a venue for watching bands and stuff like that. So it was kind of strange. It was weird because the vendors were divided. You know, there was like a river going through us.
A river ran through it.
Yes, a river ran through it. And there was even a bridge you had to cross to get from one side of the vendors.
Crossing it?
Yeah, I think I was on the America side of the of this bridge and river, and I think these other vendors were on the Mexico side of the bridge. So yeah, definitely the better vendors were on this side. That's what I'm trying to say. And those other vendors on that other side, they were trying to get over to where we were.
You had to like turn them away?
Yes, yes. Security, event security was there in full force, holding them back. you know, this is, sorry, y'all got to go back. You turn your caravan around. Sorry. Yeah, a little different. It was a nice day. I'll give it that. It was a beautiful day. I was coming in from like real shitty days in Dallas where the wind was just kicking everybody's ass and everything's ass. It's one of those things where you drive and your car's all shaking and you're like, hey, what's going on with my suspension? Oh, it's the wind fucking me up.
Yeah, it was like that here for a few days too. So
yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I saw pictures of you like with downed trees and stuff. Yeah, that's always sure fun.
Enough,
yeah. It's always fun. Hey, but you got some firewood, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we just set it all up on the pile and then burn it all with like boxes and shit.
Yeah. The drawback to having it at a bar was, you know, you can't bring your own booze and get all screwed up, which I couldn't anyway because I had to drive. You know, if it's doing a show solo, isn't that much fun when you got to drive.
And that that's always a thing that I don't want to sound like a raging alcoholic. However, if you're vending at a convention and you're not doing a little of the drinking, it's not going to be the best time.
Right, right.
At that point, it's just like, oh, trying to be nice to people in hopes that they buy something.
Yeah, and we're both relatively nice people, but we got our limits, you know, after about four or five people. Hey, I'm tired of smiling, you know, or fucking, you know, agreeing with dumb shit. You know, yeah, yeah, that movie, sure, sure, it's great. Yeah, yeah.
If you got a little bit of the liquid friend in you, though, a little easier.
Yeah, it says, yeah, fuck that movie, but it's cool that you like it, you know. So, yeah, it was a little different from their other venues in the hotel, but I understand, like, hey, if this is a way of them cutting costs and saving more money aside for their big show, then I get it for sure.
Right on. We just switch it around, see what works.
Yeah. So I see
personally like that hotel the best, but
yeah, because we could stumble back to the room. Literally stumble back to the room.
Yeah. And plus, you know, it was inside, it had that regular convention feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the outdoor thing like you were saying, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. So hey, next weekend I'll see everybody at Camp Zool in Ohio at the outdoor event. Hopefully there'll be an inside thing I can hide in and get away from the elephants or elements.
Yeah, and where is that held?
Ohio somewhere.
Oh,
in a haunted house called, fuck, just look up Camp Zool. You'll find the information.
I believe you.
Yeah, I think it's in the Cincinnati area. So if there's anybody here in the Cincinnati area that hasn't heard of this, you should go if you like horror and shit, mm-hmm. because it's at a haunted house. It's horror-themed music, and why the fuck not? I think tickets are a very low, low price of 100 and some odd measly dollars. And I think that gets you into the haunts too. Not 100% sure.
It's a one-day thing?
No, it's 2 days. Okay. So you're just like, fuck, I just got twice as much bang for my buck.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
But you were saying the next one.
The next one they're doing is in December. I think December 11th.
Maybe. It's not outside, is it?
I believe so. I believe it's a different bar this time.
The Raven Tower. I remember that because I just looked it up this morning.
Okay. Let's hope the elements are on our side because I fucking hate the cold.
The elephants, too. The cold.
Yeah.
Dude, so. I'm going to an outside thing in Ohio.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's going to be
Yeah. I'm going to Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks, but it's inside. Inside. Damn,
you're still going to fucking Shittsburg.
Yeah, but I'm not wandering the city.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Still going to Shittsburg. Oh. But yeah, I hate Pittsburgh. Fuck it.
How can you say that, Tom? They just discovered the new 3.5 16mm black and white version of Martin, a lost film. The director's preferred version.
You know, one of George Romero's movies I really don't like? That movie Martin.
Knight Riders?
That one's great. Oh. That ending always cracks me up. Some guy on the internet got pissed when he just posted a picture of that. I was like, oh, I love that ending. It always fucking makes me laugh. I was like, what do you mean? I'm just like, all right, you fucking idiot. I'm out of here. He was so depressed and he killed himself. Shut up. Yeah. It's fucking dumb how they shot it. And I laughed and pissed my pants a little.
I'm not a fan of Dawn of the Dead. And that's like a fucking holy grail for some people. And it's just silly and shitty zombies in it. And there's a fucking pie fight, you know, and it's Ken Foree or Foray or however you say his name. It's like, oh, I'm not going to go. Well, you know what? I do want to go.
That was a pretty good impression, Joe. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So December the 11th, Houston.
I believe so. I
think that is.
Yeah. Martin, so I like the movie, but I could give a shit about watching a 3.5-hour version of anything.
In black and white, nonetheless.
Black and white. Yeah. Oh, it really adds to the... How the fuck do you know? You seen it? Fucking people already talking about it and shit like they know everything about it. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're just two disgruntled assholes. Yeah. So that was that. And the next night... Well, wait a minute. No, after the pop-up, I went and had a beer or two with a buddy that just so happened to be staying at the same hotel I was in, and I watched a movie, or part of a movie. I walked in while he was already watching this film, and he was really into it, so there wasn't a lot of conversation going on. He just had to be like one of the worst beers I've ever tasted, which was a blueberry beer based on the General Mills classic Monsters fucking
cereal.
Cereals, yeah. So this one was blueberry, which I've never even had that cereal. That just sounds awful. And if the beer is any indication, because the beer was really awful too, then I don't know what to say. I think I was spitting that shit out in the shower like real bad, like the next day. But
well, it was a sour, so that doesn't help. It just tastes like flavored stomach acid.
Yeah, I do like sours, but this, I guess I don't like blueberry sour. I don't know. But anyway, my buddy was watching this movie called Lamb. Ever heard of this?
I have.
Really? You seen it?
I have. I was watching it, and then about 20 minutes in, my buddy came in and asked if I had a beer. And I said, sure, and I just came back from HEB getting like $100 and all different kinds of beer they didn't have at the HEB by me. And one of those were like beers infused with the General Mills Monster cereals. Is that the word cereals?
I believe so. I believe that's the plural. Or maybe cereal by itself is plural. I don't know.
Not sure.
I was an English major, but I forgot all that shit.
It's weird. You took me for a Spanish major, but that's besides the point.
Oh, so I
just picked a random one out, and it happened to be the blueberry flavored one, which was a sour.
Hmm.
He seemed to like it.
He's a better man than I am,
I'll say.
So since I missed the beginning of this movie, Lamb, why don't you tell us a little about what it's about? Because I feel if I spoke about it right now, I do our listeners a disservice by not letting them know about the film in its entirety.
So it's a Norwegian movie, I want to say. One of those great, great A24 joints. A Norwegian sheep farming couple. I guess they're unable to have children, but their sheeps like to do a lot of fucking. Because at the beginning of this movie, it's showing like a sheep's giving birth and going through the things they do with their ears, which wasn't awesome. So I'm not sure if they really did it or not, but it looks like they were clipping their ears and actually clamping the shit in there. So that was kind of like, ah, come on, guy. You don't need to do that, especially for this movie.
Hey, but, Mexicans. Yeah. Mexicans that are listening, do not clip your fucking pit bull's ears. Cut that shit out.
It ain't just fucking Mexicans, dude. Mm. It is a lot of fucking crackers. Mm. And they cut off the tails, too.
Yeah, that's quit knocking the tails, you fucking assholes.
Like, they're supposed to have that shit. That's mm-hmm. why they have it.
Right.
They, you know, it'd be fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? The evolution would be phased out.
Those right, would. Yeah.
So, hey, don't be fucking dildos. Okay. So, this couple, they come upon a sheep that just gave birth. And you don't see the lamb, sorry. They see this newborn lamb, and you don't see it, but they do. And they just look at it like, oh, my God. And then they look at each other. Mm. And then you don't see what it is for a minute. And the first reveal they show you that it's like a human-bodied lamb with a sheep or a lamb's head and a little lamb's hoof. You get to see the little lamb human ass, and that was my first laugh of the movie. And after that, it's played like, you know, this is our adopted lamb daughter. We love her, and we're going to take care of little Ada or Ada. Whatever the fuck. But the mom lamb keeps coming up to the house like, meh, meh, because they can't speak. It's really trying to say mine, mine. But all it can get out is meh. And the lady, I can't remember her name, but she just had enough. She's like, won't this lamb shut up? Am I going to have to take all your kids? So she just goes outside and shoots it in the head. She's done with it. And, you know, they go on living their life with their little adopted lamb daughter. Like, nothing's the matter. And the brother of the man who's the farmer, he's like an old washed-up pop star. And he comes to live with them because he's on hard times. And he sees this little lamb thing, and the whole time he's just like, the fuck? What the fuck are we? And I just laughed. All of his facial expressions like, is this real? What the fuck are we doing here? Just fucking cracked me up so much. This is like the driest fucking humor ever. Because it's just played as a regular old movie that the mom and dad and their little adopted kid, and then he just comes in like us, like, the fuck is going on here? You see this fucking thing? Do we shoot it and eat it or what? And then he thinks, did my brother fuck a lamb? What is this? But then he grows to love little Ada. Unfortunately, he grows to love his brother's wife, too. So, brother's wife's like, you gotta go. Get on the bus. The Spike Lee joint. So she takes him to the worst bus stop ever. That isn't even a bus stop. It's just, there's no markings or anything. It's just a road, an old dirt road. And a bus just happens to come by there. I guess they see him. I don't know. I would assume they had to have bought a ticket or something. Not sure. And in the meantime, back at the old farm, the adopted father and little lamb baby, girl, toddler? I'm not sure how old it's supposed to fucking be. But they go to fix a tractor, and all of a sudden you hear a gunshot, and this guy is holding his neck like, Mios Dios, but in Norwegian. And then you see a lamb, half human man. And you say, oh my God, well, who fucked a lamb to make this guy?
Hmm.
And he shoots him again. And he goes, Mios, Dios, again, but more gurgly and in Norwegian. And then the big man lamb takes the hand of the little lamb kid. And you walk away and you see the lamb man's ass. So I had another laugh, and I'm just like, wait a minute, what's with this director and just showing fucking human lamb ass? It's weird. And you know, it's a morality tale
of, I guess,
not stealing people's children and then killing the parents.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can't recommend this to pretty much anybody unless you dislike the driest humor ever. Or if you're just one of those fucking A24 people. Because not a lot happens, really. And I just told you everything, unless you want to see what the lamb things look like. That's about it. Which it was funny. Seeing that thing and it almost dancing, but not quite.
So, after that movie was done, you know,
what would you think of it?
Well, I mean, I had no, like I said, I mean, I came in where the brother is trying to hit on the wife, and like he goes out to kill the lamb baby. You know, he's going to like just take it out for a walk and shoot it like some people do with their animals. And decides no. And next thing you know, they're like cuddling and like she's sleeping on his lap and everything. And then all that
direction.
Yeah, and then all that other shit happened. And I was like, well, this is going to be on a lot of people's best of the year list, is what I thought, but not fucking mine.
So far, it's on mine because I don't have a lot.
Yeah, I got like 3 on mine, but still, do not recommend.
But you're an A20, you're the A24 fan.
I'm about 50-50 on the A24.
I'm about 812. Fucking bricks. So would recommend.
Nope. Yeah, yeah, for pretentious, you know, assholes that are gonna think, yo, there's a lot to say here, then yes, I would recommend it to you fucks.
Or if you like really, really dry humor that's almost not funny.
Yeah, or if you think you have family roots in Norway and you have to like everything from that country because you're like, oh, my nationalistic pride, even though you wouldn't fucking fit in there at all, then sure, give it a watch. Say, oh, this is my people's. No.
Or don't, you probably still won't like it. It's not, sure, a lot happens. So unless you want to see some human lamb ass, then maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to watch a couple of those scenes over and over tonight. Pull my wiener.
Yeah, then I went to bed because the next day I had a wedding to go to. I wanted to get rested up for this wedding, but I can't seem to get rested up at a fucking hotel. You know? Nah. I don't sleep well. I didn't sleep well in this one at all. Get up, tired. Take my buddy who's getting married out to the venue. Or did I? Did I meet him there? I don't fucking remember. I think I took you, right?
You did, and I appreciate that.
Okay, so I took you out there, left you there. Okay, whatever. I gotta go get dressed. So I had like an hour and a half to burn to get dressed, so I'm taking my time and shit. Finally, I see, it's 30 more minutes. I better get going. You know, I'd showered up and everything, and hey, I put on my fucking, putting on my shoes, and I notice I have 2 left shoes with me. So I brought a mismatched pair of shoes. And that's real fucked up, because all I've got is, like, these real shitty tennis shoes that I'm wearing. All right, well, let me just fucking, put on the shirt, tie, jacket, and I'll just run across the street, because there's a mall across the street. Fucking mall. I haven't been to a mall. And I don't know how long. This mall had a Books-A-Million in it, Tom.
You were in a mall like last month.
You remember Books-A-Million?
I do. Yeah, and I remember you were at a mall last month.
Okay, but this is a working mall. The mall that I was in was like a Dawn of the Dead mall. Like, this mall still had Shoppers, and it had stores and little kiosks in the middle trying to sell you shit.
Hey, my friend.
But hey, and I tried on my jacket, you know. Turns out my jacket doesn't fit anymore because I got in all fucking kinds out of shape. You know, and it's like, fuck. I got to go buy a jacket and shoes. And I don't know what the fuck's what in malls. I don't know where you buy clothes and shit. You know, it's like, so I saw like there's a big sign that said Marshalls. And I call Lisa real quick. Hey, is Marshalls a clothing store? She goes, yeah, they sell clothes. I go in there and it's like, oh, they don't sell good clothes. You know, like they didn't have any dress shoes. They didn't have any jackets. So I'm walking through this mall, which turns out to be fucking huge. This mall's a big motherfucker. And walking through it looking, no. What the fuck is that store? What is? You know, and finally I find a Burlington Coat Factory, right?
They're more than great coats.
They had shoes. Then I found a jacket and I just went to the dressing room and like threw on the jacket real quick, walked back out, and I told the lady, hey, does this look okay? Because I had all the other clothes on, you know, I had the stupid tennis shoes on, and this. She goes, yeah, that looks good. So does it go with those shoes that I have right there? Do I have those shoes? And she's like, yeah, that matches. Okay, that's all I need. And I'm looking for a place to pay, because like I've gone to Bell's and JCPenney's where there's like a little desk everywhere and you just pay at any one of these little desks. And they don't have that. They have like an HEB or a supermarket register type system where you wait in line and they call you like, hey, come on over here. And I'm just trying to haul ass, you know, get these clothes on and, you know, it's like fucking need another shower because I'm sweating because I'm doing a mall run. And then forgot where I parked. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not in the car I drove. I'm in fucking Tom's vehicle.
How to drive.
And I made it on time. Yes, I'm there on time. 10 minutes, we'll start this wedding.
That wasn't awesome, but we won't get into that.
Yeah, we had a brief wait, and then the wedding proceeded, and it was a nice brief wedding. It was said and done. You got married. And then I told people, okay, scoot the fuck back because they need to put some tables out here and they can serve some food to y'all. And yeah, got to catch up with some of your old friends that I hadn't seen in a while and meet some of your familiar people.
Mm.
And then the food commenced and ate, and then there was some dancing that commenced. And there was that. And yeah, after that, drove you back to the hotel and we went to go have a meal. And then you threw a beer at Steve and we went to bed.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but the next morning, Lori was like, hey, you remember throwing the beer? Nope.
Yeah, I told him he should have said, I didn't deserve that.
Hey, sorry, Steve. I was pretty drunk.
You indeed were. But I'll let you embellish anything you want on the wedding if you want to talk about any of that.
Sure. Yeah, Joe was nice enough to drive me there. Joe was also nice enough to perform the ceremony. And he was nice enough to drive Lori and I back to our hotel, which we were all staying at, not the same room, but we were all at the same hotel. I thought it was nice. Lori put a lot of work into that to get everything cool because I had other stuff going on, so she handled most of it. And once everything actually got started, I think everybody really liked it and had a good time. So,
yeah, it was fun and it was real nice.
Good. Hey, thanks. I'll tell Lori you said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks to everybody and all that. It's graciously fucking idiot. Greatly appreciated. And, we had a good time. The DJ kind of fucked a pig. halfway through, I was just like, hey, man, why aren't you playing any of these songs I asked for? And he, oh, hey, Steve, I seen Steve pop up. Hey, dog, sorry for throwing that beer at you. I don't remember that at all, but I was
pretty drunk. He didn't deserve that.
He didn't. I hope you caught it and drank it, though.
And we did have dinner. And
some of us did.
Steve and Eric from the Horrorholics, they joined us for dinner.
And paid for it. So yes. Thank you.
And then paid for an extra round when one more round really wasn't needed.
And I think Eric said Steve said we got kicked out, but Lori said we didn't.
No, we didn't. But they were looking at us kind of like, get the fuck out of here. I'll tell you, especially where like every other word was either fuck or cunt or like it was pretty obnoxious. And this restaurant, there was so many kids in this restaurant. It was crazy. It's like, it's Halloween. What are all these kids doing here? Why are you bringing them to a Mexican restaurant late?
You said that's how I was speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was to make sure, because I was like, I don't sound like anybody else, but that does sound like me. No, that's how I fucking talk.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to eat, but Rain was there, just like, rah, rah. Sorry. But we got kicked out. Tom said something, I thought. Oh, I don't know.
No, what happened is when like all the staff stopped and looked at us, is Steve was trying to stand up and you pulled his chair out from under him. Yeah, and that's like all the staff was just like looking at us, and Eric told them, hey, we're about to leave. Leave, don't freak out. We're almost out of here.
Oh, we forgot to say we all walked in with our own beer and shit.
Yeah, so you and Tyler walked in with your own beers. Which is highly illegal, but
they didn't say anything. No, I remember our first waiter. I was like, bring me a man's drink.
Right. And that guy didn't think to go and get a glass and piss in it and throw some vinegar in it, too. Here you go. No, that waiter, he gave up on us. He said, fuck it.
He sure did.
He passed the ball to another lady. I don't think his English was good enough to first of all, like throw some banter back.
Back on it, it's probably good I didn't get to eat anything. It probably had a man's drink in it.
Well, you went to the bar and got a man's drink, which was pink. He came back and it was pink. He said,
I got a $25 shot.
Yeah, like a triple Patron and mixed with something. I don't know.
No, I mean like an actual $25 shot. He had to break out a ladder and actually go on the top shelf.
Dust it off.
Down this crazy bottle. Yeah. Hard drinking.
Indeed.
But it's all right. We'll never go back there.
We'll make that our regular. Regular joint. These assholes.
Yeah, I remember that was fun. I don't remember tossing the beer at Steve. I'll use the word tossing. But hey, thanks. Hope you caught it and drank it like Stone Cold. Appreciate you and Eric picking up the tab for that. Yeah, it was something. And then Joe left like we should have. I hope you guys enjoyed the meal. It looked like it was all right. I got the enchiladas verde and just kind of looked at it from time to time.
No, the food was actually decent. And but the thing is, we had just eaten at your wedding. You know? I don't know. The food at your wedding thing was good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was trying to find more of that shrimp, that bacon wrapped shrimp that they were walking around with earlier. That shit was really good.
You should have said, hey, you motherfuckers, come back with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why the hell were those so many kids there as late as we went?
I don't know, but yeah, and none of them were in costume either. It's like, what are y'all, Jehovah's Witnesses? What the fuck? These kids out in the streets. Get them some candy, goddammit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we went back to the hotel and I had a nervous breakdown and it was fucked up because the wedding was over and then the reality of life settled in and
back to the stress of daily life, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking sucked.
Well, I went and did some drinking with Steve and Eric in their room and you know, we just played videos for each other, music videos.
See, Steve says he doesn't even remember the beer throwing, so it didn't even happen. Asshole.
It fucking did.
No, it didn't. You don't remember that shit. I don't remember that shit. You're fucking nuts, man. But I do remember sneaking into the room you guys were at and fucking Steve just puking all over the place.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
After you guys did a little of that funny tobacco stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking give it back then if you didn't like the mushroom sauce. Jeez, you
was fuck. The best part, man. The mushroom sauce was great.
And by the way, nobody fucking asked you.
I didn't like all those croutons in my salad.
But yeah, all in all, I thought it was a good time, and I thank you and everybody else for sure. Hope you guys enjoyed yourself too.
Indeed, indeed.
I fell down at some point, so I have bruises.
I'm but sure
that usually happens when I drink that much. But you got to remember, we just came from a wedding,
right?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't say anything to us when we walked in there with our own beers. And
yeah, I thought they would just turn around and kick us out, which no place else was open. We didn't take into consideration that, oh, it's Sunday. Like a lot
I did. I saw that place. I'm like, they don't close till 10. We'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, so you were planning ahead. I wasn't.
I was.
Obviously, I didn't bring the right fucking clothes.
Hey, it all worked out.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. Lori and I finally got married. I'm happy for that. And, you know, I had friends and family there. And it was a nice time.
Yeah, very nice.
And now we're here. And
now it's back to the fucking drudgery of life.
Yeah, I'm back in the shop tomorrow. So.
Yeah, I pulled a long day today.
I've never known a man named Dave, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. So, did you watch anything else aside from Lamb?
Yes, I watched Sheep. It's the story of what happens when Ada and the lamb-assed man go into the hills, or whatever the fuck you want to call that. What did I watch? I watched a movie called Barry, B-E-A-R-R-Y. A lady is broken up with by her husband because she doesn't like his wiener. And old Felicia Rose gives her this giant teddy bear. It's like, oh, he's your man now, and let me act great some more. She gives her this bear. And you know what? This bear comes to life and starts killing people, and it's fucking awful. The only reason this was made is because this fucking guy found this giant bear. It's like, oh, I guess I could put somebody in this and go around it. Sucks. Fucking awful. And that's all the time I'm going to spend on that shit.
Well, once you told me Felicia Rose is in it, then I figured there wasn't a whole lot of production value or money involved.
Come on down to the Houston Horror Film Festival. Pop-up market December 11th and get your DVD copy of Barry signed.
Yeah. I mean, she's a really nice lady to her fans. I just can't say much about her acting.
Then I watched Knife Corp.
Knife Corp?
Yes. This is about door-to-door knife salesmen. Because, you know, there's still door-to-door salesmen out there, right?
There are.
Are there?
Yeah, there's guys that want to fucking do our windows and shit, and get the fuck out of here, dude.
Well, that's weird. I haven't seen any in a while.
Yeah, well.
But I guess where I live as well.
Right, you're pretty far out there. You
know? And unfortunately for this young salesman, he stumbles upon old Kane Hodder's house. And oh boy, does this one suck a dick too. So that's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah, well, if Kane Hodder's not in some fucking costume or something, I figure there's not a bunch of production value, not a lot of money to spend on it. So, yeah.
Wasn't good, Joe. Wasn't, would not recommend.
And there's that, too. It's probably not good.
What else do I got? And then I watched 10 Minutes to Midnight. Not 10 to Midnight.
Not the good one.
I watched 10 Minutes to Midnight, starring Caroline Williams from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 as a radio DJ on her last night. So I guess old Stretch just did that chainsaw dance and then went back to work. She's getting fired because she's old. And they got this new young lady in. And it turns out she's turning into a vampire. Oh, spooky. Halfway through, the movie gets really jumbled. It starts out really good, and then it's, what are we doing here? If you're a Caroline Williams fan, watch it for that. She acts pretty good in it. I wasn't expecting to be like, oh, damn, that's some acting. There was some acting in it. But it seems like as the movie went on, the money just got less and less and less.
Well, once you said Caroline Williams, I figured, nah, there's not a lot of production value in this. There's probably not a lot of money involved.
Well, at the beginning, it's not bad. But as it goes on, it's like, the fuck is this? I would recommend to the right audience. And then I watched Conjuring the Genie, which is a big-time piece of shit. This fucking guy, he makes just these garbage-ass fucking nothing-happening fucking movies. But they get fucking picked up and put on DVD, and he's still able to make fucking movies and get them out, which just sucks. Why make movies when this is the shit that gets fucking put out there for people to watch and readily available? Not worth it. Just fucking don't try and do stuff like this fucking asshole. Would not recommend. So there's a quick rundown of a few horror movies that I did watch. How about you, Joe? How about you?
Before Halloween, before I left for the weekend, I decided to watch a classic. So I watched the black and white 13 Ghosts from, I don't know, fucking 1960. Yeah. So this is about a family of deadbeats. They're just fucking losers that they inherit a house from their uncle or some asshole. And it turns out the house already has a lady living in it, which is supposed to be their fucking maid or some shit. And it's the lady that played the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. So she's all ugly and shit. The house is haunted, Tom, because the guy, the uncle, he collected ghosts. So the house is haunted by 12 ghosts. And one of them's like a ring of fire. It just spins and like it gets close to the people. And I'm like, ah. Another one is a fucking Italian chef that's really, really shitty. Another one is a lion. There's a fucking lion ghost in there. And the lion trainer.
Tell the truth.
With its head chopped off. This movie fucking sucks. The acting is terrible. The whole premise is bullshit. Like the uncle had left behind some fucking glasses that if you wear the glasses, you can see the ghosts. And this was one of the gimmicks that the producer, director.
Yeah, you know, what's his fucking name? Is it Arkoff?
Arkoff, I think. Sam Arkoff. So, like, when you went to go see the movie...
No, Castle. Was it William Castle?
Yeah, William Castle. There you go. William Castle. They gave you these glasses, and, like, when the ghosts came on, you could put the glasses on. It would look I don't know, not 3D. It was something else that he was trying to copyright or whatever. Fuck,
there I was something Electrovision or something.
Yeah, Opticock or something. But it wouldn't have mattered. Nothing would have made this movie better. This is just fucking lousy, man.
Well, something would have made it better if it had a little more Shaloub in it.
Yeah, if it had Shaloub and that one big titty lady, you know, the can't remember her name. Shannon Elizabeth, yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ghosts.
Oh, there was a ghost titty, too. There was, yeah, more of that ghost. At least they made an effort on the remake with the ghosts, you know, to make them all look pretty fucking cool. This one, there was no effort whatsoever to make anything look scary. Or creep out with a lion. Look, you can see through it. It's a ghost.
It turns out it was an all hologram machine or some shit. That's the one, right?
No, there were really ghosts.
I thought it was a machine or something they had.
Nah, they were ghosts.
What the fuck am I thinking of?
The fucking their lawyer or the uncle's lawyer was trying to find his fortune that was hidden in the house somewhere. And the ghosts eventually kill him. Because I think he had killed the uncle or did something to assist in the uncle's death. So once he was killed, the lawyer, then the ghosts were free to leave. All fucking 12 of them. There's never a 13th ghost in this.
Because he was the 13th ghost, Joe.
I guess maybe now he is. I don't fucking know. This movie's stupid. I don't recommend it to anybody. No. Fuck you, William Castle.
Did you watch anything else?
I watched the season finale of What We Do in the Shadows, season 3. I gotta say, I still like this show, but I think it missed a step or two here and there on this one. There's a couple episodes that are just a little bit boring. Yeah, I'd say boring. Like they're running out of ideas. They're really stretching some shit. And that's okay on a show like this, but I don't know. Maybe they got one more season left in them and they should call it quits. You know, they shouldn't keep on going and going and going, all the Trailer Park Boys and other shit. You know, just like, hey, you had your pinnacle. Let it rest. Go fucking do something else.
Is this a popular show?
It's pretty popular, Tom.
Is it? What's it on? Effects or some shit?
It comes out on FX. I watch it on Hulu like a day later or something.
Gotcha. I will not check it out.
You probably won't. It's not your No, but I think like two episodes back, they did have like a, like there was a whole lot of farting and everything.
You was got a fat that. Guy doing it?
Yeah, we got into that episode.
Farts garlic and melts one of them.
You've seen it.
Mamma mia. I watched the, speaking of television shows that aren't television shows that you watch on a streaming service, I watched Amazon Prime's new animated series, Fairfax. Have you heard of it, Joe?
I have not.
Very forgettable. The animation isn't that great. It's the plot is a new kid, a square, moves into town, and he joins up with a group of kids who's really into merch drops. You know what that is? Are you in with the lingo? Do you know what a merch drop is?
That's when, like, a band or something drops some new merch and you order it while you can?
Yes, but in this case, it's a like a clothing company, like a brand. Have you heard of Supreme?
Yeah, the comic book?
No, the burrito at Taco Bell.
Okay, yes.
No, Supreme, I guess, is a brand that they're parodying. Their thing is latrine. Get it?
Yeah.
So that's the humor in this. And they just go wild about getting these new latrine drops. I do remember having like one or two laughs an episode. can't remember what the fucking jokes are. It's I would say watch it and just do something else, just have it on in the background, maybe, but it was whatever. They fucking, I guess they gave them two seasons right off the bat, which if they didn't do that, they wouldn't come back for a second season. But I don't know. Maybe I'm too old, or maybe it's just not that funny.
Maybe they'll find their footing around the fourth season like your Venture Brothers.
I don't think they're going to make it, Joe. Don't think they're going to make it.
It's a different time.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just not great, but maybe it's because I'm too old, because it's like kids today, how they act in that. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, so, these kids today, how they act.
Yeah.
Tell and us.
It's hard to say who this is even for. Is it for people to laugh at this generation? Or is it for this generation to get there? I don't know. Second season comes out, I'll probably watch it. But just so in
what
the
was
background.
It that drove you to watch this in the first place? I mean, did you just see, oh, there's a new animated show?
Yeah, because you know when fucking Amazon has their new original shit out, there's fucking banners all over everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And I didn't want to watch another fucking Netflix or Amazon movie after I watched all this garbage. Like, nope, don't watch it. Nope, nope, don't watch it. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll try this new animated thing. Very 5 out of 10.
Anything else?
Yeah, JB Smoove is in it, and I just don't like that guy. He might be a nice guy in person and everything, but I don't know. I just don't like that fucking guy. Sorry.
You heard it here
first.
What
a stupid fucking name, too. It's like, that ain't your God-given name, you fuck. And then today, Lori and I had our honeymoon at the movie theater, and we went and seen the long-delayed, long-hyped-up Antlers.
Movie I am keen to watch.
You're going to go see it?
I'm hoping to.
So, should I talk about it or no?
You can give us some plot points, just don't be too spoilery.
Sure.
Or give us your thoughts on it. Like, it doesn't seem like a Tom Martino movie.
Why? It's a monster movie.
Yeah, but it seems like more cerebral or something.
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
No.
I really tried to stay away from it a lot. I don't even know the plot.
So
chances are I won't get to go watch it.
All right. So I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to ask you, so what do you think it is, Joe? And then I'll say, yeah. And you'll say, oh, okay. Like
Spirits of the Forest and shit?
No. So John Red, they go to an old John Redcorn, and they're just like, hey, what is this thing in the woods that this kid's drawing? And what is that thing in the woods that the kid's drawing, Joe?
It's like wood spirits and shit.
Hulk, Wolverine.
The Wendigo?
Yeah, but it doesn't look anything like it. It's just like some kind of... It's deer-like. There's no meat on the face. I'm sorry, I gotta ruin one part because it just ruined the fucking movie. I can't. Joe, go walk away for a minute. All right? Unless you really want to hear this, and it might make you not want to see the movie. All right. So they're building this movie up like, oh, it's this big, scary, scary thing, and you're supposed to be terrified of this monster, and it turns its head around, and it's wearing a skinned face like it was Leatherface or one of the Trinity from the Almighty Allah Zuli Lou. It fucking lost me right there. I understand because it's supposed to be the kid's dad, but nah, man, come on. What the fuck are we doing here? That totally lost it for me. And one of the kid actors is so bad. I know you don't want to say that, and that he's a very young kid, but so bad.
Why not? What's wrong with saying that? You can say it when they're good, right? If there's a good kid actor, they sell the movie. But if there's a shitty kid actor, even an adult actor, fuck them.
Yeah. You know?
'Cause they got paid. You got paid. You got to do a good job, right?
Yeah. I mean, so this is pretty much a meth addict werewolf transforms into a Wendigo deer monster. I don't know, dude. The monster looks cool. The movie looks good. But they should have fucking just put it out on VOD.
Should have just gave it VD.
Yeah, they should have. I say hopefully AIDS, but you know, nobody wants to have to deal with that shit. Yeah, I wanted to like it, man. I wanted to. I don't know if I don't like it because there is some cool stuff. Did you hear what the fucking thing that was fucked up was?
No.
Okay, well, after you just see that, it's just, why should I take this seriously now? Like, it happened, and Lori and I both laughed in the theaters. This is supposed to be like this tense horror movie. Speaking of fucking laughing in the theaters, holy shit, dude. There's this new movie coming out about the first fucking female exorcist. They like build it up where only men can be exorcists. And they show this nun coming. It's like, don't worry. She's just observing. And she's sitting with some fucking chaplain or someone. I don't know. And she's like, so why do you want to do this? Why do you want to become an exorcist? For revenge! It was just like, oh, fuck. And then the title, Lady Exorcist, comes up. That's not the name of the title, but it might as well be. It was like The Devil's Light or some fucking shit. It looks so fucking bad. So fucking bad. Like, these people think, oh, The Exorcist was scary because this girl was possessed by a demon. That's not why it's scary. It's because medical shit's fucked up, and that scares people, you fucking idiots. Not knowing what's wrong with this little girl and seeing how primitive medicine is and all that. It's not, oh, he's possessed by the demon. We have some CGI shit. Go get the fuck out of here. FastCustomShirts.com. Fucking pricks. Well, yeah, Antlers, check it out at home. Definitely watch it at home. Don't go to see it. It looks nice. I mean, it looked nice on the screen, but that ain't you, Joe.
I'll save my money for Morbius.
Oh, fuck. You know, you let me know how that is.
I'm sure Spider-Man's in there, so you gotta go watch it.
Nah, I'll be alright.
So Spider-Man's is in the Eternals or something, so you gotta go watch that, don't you?
I will not. I have no interest in that. I'll see Spider-Man in December, though. But, yeah, Antlers, there's some good stuff in there, but there's some not good, and the very end sucks. It's just like, oh, come on. The fuck? It's all. Sorry.
It's all you watched?
I hope so, Joe. No, it's not. Huh. That's a fact.
Season 2.
Episode 1.
Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction.
With Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Frakes. So yeah, I guess old Mr. Streisand got the boot, and which is okay because he didn't give a fuck about it anyway. And I'll tell you this, right from the beginning, Frakes is doing what he can to sell this shit. You know, he's definitely a better host. And
just a better person in general.
Yeah. And like, they gave him a set. Like, it's no longer the room with the circles, the nightclub. You know, he's got a set. He's got a desk he can sit at, you know. He's still got these props that he's using to introduce the stories. And the stories haven't gotten any better. You know? So I'm considering just, like, fast-forwarding through the stories and just watching his little promos and shit.
Well, let me ask you this. You know the first illusion they show? Is it a lady looking away? Or is an old lady? I didn't see the old lady in that picture at all.
She's got the big nose and shit. That's an old one. That's an old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Yeah, you can look that up. Old lady, the young lady, illusion drawing or whatever. Okay. You'll see her. You'll see her. You just like to see the beauty in things, Tom. You don't like to see, you know, age is ugly.
It's not a schooner, you fucking idiot. It's a sailboat.
Oh, I see it. So the first story I like to call Shitty Pilot.
Or aka Ghost Dad.
Yeah, so it's about this guy that, like, he's doing a drug run for his buddy at a pilot restaurant. He stops there, and then we see, like, oh shit, the plane's leaking oil. And before he can get back to the plane, well, he tells a story about his dad who died in a plane wreck, and he, you know, lost his dad's wings that he always had with him. He lost them, and that's, like, the worst day of his life was when he lost those wings. Not when he lost the dad, when he lost those wings. You know? Then the plane just fucking takes off by itself, you know, and they run outside. Oh, somebody's stealing the plane. And the plane goes into a big fucking nosedive straight down. And he goes, even though, you know, it's all exploded and shit, goes and looks through the wreckage and finds those fucking wings. It was his dad that flew the plane that obviously can't fucking fly the plane. You know, he could have just coasted at the fucking, you know, ground level until it ran out of gas or whatever. Or the fucking oil. Nah, he fucking wrecked his son's plane. Wrecked his livelihood. You know, how are you going to go to the insurance company with that shit? Oh, fucking Ghost Dad wrecked the plane. Yeah, well, tough luck on you, kid.
Did a story like this actually happen? Yep. Did. Yep, sure did. Fucking asshole.
Second story is one I call Shitty Gun.
This is AKA Made in China.
Yeah. This is about a lady, ugly looking lady, with her fucking weird ass husband.
Oh, he was a groovy guy. He was a
groovy dude.
Dude loves, like, looks like he loved acid. Reminded me of Phil Tippett.
There's a lot of break-ins going on in their neighborhood. So he's like, it's okay. We got this gun. And I'll show you how to use it. And she keeps having a dream to where she's like, somebody's breaking in. She's trying to shoot the robber, but the gun won't fire. It's just click, 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 click. Then somebody actually is breaking in the house. She grabs a gun, goes down to shoot the robber or whatever. Click, 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 click. The gun's not working. That's good, though, because it was her son. It was her son that was just getting back from college. Oh, and then there's a funny scene where she drops the gun and it's falling down the staircase. And each fucking step it drops, it fucking shoots off into
it. This is what it looks like. When the gun goes off.
Yeah, and as it hits the floor, it goes off one final time and shoots the robber that was actually in the house hiding. Whoa, this one sucks. There's no way this could be true, right?
No, it happened.
It did. It happened. Check this out. Lisa's watching this with me, and she's like trying to look up, well, what, you know, I'm not finding this story because it didn't happen, Lisa.
A gun didn't fire once.
Yeah. Just look up a story of a gun falls and shoots, you know, or look up a story about a plane crashing. I mean, that's what these are based on.
Did a man really have a friend that worked at a restaurant Yeah.
We made it up.
No, men don't have friends. Nope. Those are called women.
We'll get to that. The next one I like to call Death Artist. And it's about people that are dying, and they go to this artist, and as he does their portrait, they'll die in a certain number of days, and he's helping them along. And then the attractive young lady goes to him. He's reluctant. He thinks she doesn't know what she's there for. She does. She does. He paints her portrait, and turns out she wasn't dying. She was just depressed because of a breakup. He feels guilty that he killed her, so he paints his own portrait and dies.
Yeah, it happened.
It did. It did.
There once was a man who painted, but again, it wasn't a man. He was a woman.
Speaking of which, the next one I call Gaze in the Morgue.
Oh, because of his frosted hair. I understand
now. Which I hear was a style at the time.
Dude. Oh my god. When they fucking pulled the thing back and he just laughed my fucking balls off.
Certainly the worst acted of all the segments.
And I've seen, no, it's not. The last one is, but I've seen that kid in fucking stuff before. I think he was in Super Troopers, maybe. I think he was one of the kids in Super Troopers, maybe. Yeah. But I know I've definitely seen him before.
It's about two kids that get a key pass stolen from one of the kids' dads. They're in the hospital, and they decide to go check out the morgue with the key pass. And they body gets rolled in. They unzip the body, and it's one of the kids. It's one of them that's in the body bag. So faints and dies, and the other one faints. It was his twin brother that they brought in. He saw his twin brother, and he had a weak heart, so killed him. Killed him. They didn't even get a chance to fuck, which is, I know where this is headed.
You ever want to suck a dead man? No, the child. Well, you're in luck. This one really happened?
I don't remember what Frank said.
No.
It didn't.
We made it up.
The last one, I just wrote down Kevin Meaney. I remember this guy.
I don't care. Yeah,
he was in a lot of shit.
This is the one that I like to call the man who never stuck his penis in a woman.
This is about a DJ, a shock jock, one of those people that Tom likes to listen to, or did. Is that still a thing? Do they still do shit like this?
I don't know. Hey, hello and welcome.
He's doing his show, being shitty, hanging up on people, and then it's the same person calling, no matter what, like if he hangs up on him, goes to a different caller, it's that same caller, and it turns out they're saying that, like, hey, you remember your kid that you abandoned, you piece of shit motherfucker? Yeah, I remember, but that kid's dead. No, it's me. And that's it. The dude goes crazy.
You had to say it like how he did.
My son is dead! What are you talking about? Quit calling.
More Paul Lindish.
My son is dead. Quit calling.
So, did this one really happen, or was it a work of some writer's imagination?
I think it said it did happen, right?
No, it didn't.
No? Alright, so staying true to the formula. 3-2, huh? 3-2. Yeah.
There's just always three that definitely happened. The other two are wild cards.
Mm. Yeah, like I said, Frakes is a definite improvement. coming off of maybe the fourth year of Star Trek: The Next Generation. I didn't check the timeline, but he's just taking what he could in between seasons or whatever. I don't know. Seemed like an easy gig for him.
I liked his little boy's haircut he had, though. Mm-hmm. That was funny. Something, I was like, something's off. He doesn't fucking look. What the fuck? He has his hair cut like the little fucking first grade kid. So, Joe, we've come to the crossroads now. Do we go forward or do we pick something else?
I think we've seen all we're going to see on this, right? There's nothing different about anything going forward.
If we can just do the, we can still pick something else, but if you could at least watch the octopus story and the animatronic gorilla story, I think you'll have some good laughs with those two. And I will post those on the Facebook page, so they'll be easy to find. But if you want to move on, you let us know what we're moving on to.
I hadn't thought about it.
Well, fuck, Joe.
So I guess we'll watch another episode. And I'll think about it between this week and next week.
All right, so episode 2.
Quick rundown on Amazing Spider-Man's number. I don't even fucking remember. Iconic cover. Again, this is one of, you know, finally his identity is revealed cover where he's standing there looking helpless. And, you know, Gwen and all the fucking gang is there below him. And this issue, he's sick. He thinks he's losing his Spider-Man's powers. And he can't swing anywhere. He can't fucking climb the walls or anything. And he decides, hey, fuck it. I'm going to go tell everybody I was Spider-Man. So that's, you know, I'm fucking late for Gwen's party. He busts in there holding the mask. I'm Spider-Man's. And, hey, you all right, dude? You look kind of sick. Oh, fuck y'all. And he leaves. And finally decides to go to a doctor. Doctor says, hey, you got the flu. I got the flu? Oh, fuck yeah, zippity-doo-dah. And he's, like, climbing on the walls again, and he gets his buddy the Prowler to go and pull the fucking bamboozle on everybody, even that fucking detective, retired detective that should know better. And it's like, oh, you know, I wasn't Spider-Man's. I was just dropping off his costume for him here. You know, never mind that I was saying I was Spider-Man's. That's it. This is a stupid fucking issue. This is, like, Stan Lee at his worst. Fucking lame. But next issue, could you believe Doc Ock? Yeah, I could. Because he's fucking there every 3 months or 4 months or something, man. Fuck. But at least it's a quick read because his scripts are getting thinner and thinner too as we go on. I'm ready for Stan Lee to be out of there.
Well, Joe, time goes by so fast and he is out of here. So.
Thankfully.
Sitting in the ghetto thinking about that day Stanley passed away.
Rest in peace, Steve Ditko.
My boy Mickey. Mickey the Mayo. So, Joe, you like lists?
I've been known to make a list. Sometimes I have to stretch a list or here and there.
Okay.
You know?
It's okay.
So in honor of Tom's wedding, we made a list of our top 10 movies with weddings or with wedding scenes or having to do with weddings or some shit like that. And for my honorable mentions, most of these were because I couldn't find any other movies with weddings in them. I have Napoleon Dynamite, because his brother gets married. And I have The Wedding Singer. It's got a few laughs. Steve Buscemi's pretty good in it. And it's about a lot of different weddings. Then I have Coming to America.
The second one?
The first one. Eddie Murphy comes to Queens looking for his bride. And they get married at the end. Then I have Raising Arizona. There's a wedding in it. Justice of the Peace wedding. And then I have Tommy Boy. Probably the best scene in the movie is with him and his dad fucking doing a duet. You know, it's like, fuck yeah. You know, that's, I feel that. It's a heartfelt moment and that turns tragic.
Rest in power, man, Brian Dennehy. I have Tyler Perry's Acrimony. It's a piece of shit. Holy fuck, is it funny. That last part of that, it's all funny, but that last part of the movie. Is this a thriller
movie?
Is it what?
Like a thriller movie?
It is. Yeah, it turns into a Friday the 13th movie at the end. It's pretty funny. I would highly recommend drinking it with a little liquid friend on your side. Yeah, see? Drink it up. Watch it up. And then I have Jack Frost 2, because I think they go on that trip to renew their vows. I can't remember, so that's why it's on the honorable mentions.
Hey, fuck it.
And then I have Old School, because I think there's a wedding in there, but I can't remember.
I thought so too, and it almost made my list, but I couldn't be sure. But I'd say if we're both thinking that, then yeah.
Honorable mentions. Because wasn't there like a wedding singer like doing a dirty version of songs or something?
I think
so. I fucking need you more than ever, I think. And then I have Leprechaun 4. Because I think he kidnapped that space princess to marry her. I think. And then I have Step Brothers. Because there's a wedding in there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Larry Dustin, thank you. Number 10, Dom Fontaine.
At number 10, I have Ready or Not. There's a wedding and an introduction to family in that.
Number 10, I have The Bride of Frankenstein. Can't remember a wedding in it. However, it was on the wedding list of movies.
There is. Dr. Frankenstein gets married.
That's right, he does, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
To a man.
Right. Who the monster is going to kill if he doesn't make him a bride.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the beginning of the movie. I'm remembering it now.
Mm-hmm.
Old James Wale.
Yep.
Number 9, Dom Fontaine.
At number 9, I have the Australian classic, or New Zealand. Take your pick. Could be either one. Muriel's Wedding. It's a chick flick. What a
shitty name.
But it's not. It's a pretty good movie. With got some laughs.
Shitty name, Muriel.
Muriel.
The fuck out of here. I have Kill Bill Volume 2. There's like a wedding.
A violent wedding.
Yep. Number 8.
At number 8, I have Bride of Frankenstein.
There's a wedding at the beginning.
The doctor gets married, you see?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I have Mallrats. Brought that up a little earlier. At the end, they get married on the Jaws ride.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And Stanley's in it.
Yeah.
Talking about Superman's cock and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking weirdo. So how juicy you think Superman's cock is, Joe?
I'm not Stanley.
Number 7.
At number 7, I have The Wolf of Wall Street. So he gets married. He buys his wife a yacht as a wedding gift.
Is it a nice one?
As far as yachts go, it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it new or used?
It's a funny movie. I like it. I like this movie.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. There was some cocaine sniffing off of rumps.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember about it. Number seven, I have Ready or Not. It's about wedding and the family, you see. That's all I got.
All right.
Number six.
Number six, I have Kill Bill. Unlike you, I couldn't remember which volume it was, so I just put Kill Bill. But now I know it was volume two.
All you got to do is look up movies with weddings.
I just remembered that there was a wedding, so.
I have Bride of Reanimator.
Ooh, good one.
Pretty sure there's a wedding at the beginning, and then Reanimator's like, you got to get me a wife or I'll kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number five.
Number five, I have Bram Stoker's Dracula. Because there's a wedding in it. That Winona Ryder, she marries that fucking Bill and Ted guy.
I have Beer League. Because I'm pretty sure somebody gets married in it because they have a bachelor party. Can't remember who, though, but it's a funny movie and not a lot of people like it.
It's a funny movie. Is that them Broke Lizard Fellows?
No.
This feels like one of their movies, though.
That's Beer Fest.
Oh, Beer Fest.
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen Beer League.
Beer League is with Artie Lang.
All right. Beer Fest is pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
Number four.
The black and white classic, Freaks. This is black and white, and it's probably 30 years older than fucking, what was that other shit, 13 Ghosts? And this is like a movie. This is a real movie, unlike 13 Ghosts. An
exploitation movie.
Yeah, yeah. Good shit, and there's a wedding.
Well, can you even consider them people?
Woozle Wazzle.
Ooh, one of us.
Yes.
Number four, I have Leprechaun 2 because he kidnaps that girl to become his wife. That's why I was thinking he kidnapped her too, but I wasn't 100% sure if it was to be his wife or not.
Who's going to argue?
All right, here we go. Number three down off
on the. All right, let's get Italian for these next couple of them. I got Goodfellas. So there's a wedding. Ray Liotta marries some chick, some Jew chick. And yeah, there's a wedding.
Mm. Number three, I have Petey Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law.
Fuck.
Because Petey has to marry the daughter of the devil.
Yep.
Fucking bitch. Number two.
Number two, have The Godfather, which opens with like a 30-minute wedding scene. But it's a good movie.
Mm. Not with all those fucking wops. Number two, Hey Joey, Don't You Do Me Wrong. Hey, hey, now, listen what I say. Thomas Boy. Thomas Mann.
Testify, Tom. Testify. Mm.
That's all I got.
All right.
Number one.
At number one, it's been at number one at many of my lists. And it'll hit it for this one, too. Excalibur. Because King Arthur marries Guinevere. But there's some shady shit going on with Lancelot, and you know this wedding ain't going to end up pretty.
Mm. If I remember, that is your favorite movie, right? Or yeah. It was when we made that list.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I'm pretty sure.
It's up there. It always pops up as one, like this one and the Thing. You know, Let It Ride.
Mm. Here we go, Joe. I'm in the same boat as you. been number one on many a list. And it happens to also be my favorite movie. And that is Orgasmo. Because he gets in the fuck movies in order to pay for his wedding at the temple.
Is that why he did it?
It wasn't for the love of the game, I'll tell you that.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
So there you go. It was, had to stretch this one out like you did too. All right. Speaking of stretching things out, Joe, bend over. What are we doing next week?
Since it's raining right now, let's say movies that take place in the rain or have a significant rain scene in it. Good one, Joe.
Well, maybe I'll watch Purple Rain this week.
Ooh, a good one.
All right. Well, Jurassic Park will count, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll just say any movie. Remember the scene where it rained? So, hey, everybody, head on over to dwnproductions.net.
Good one, Dustin.
I've got wedding bills and shit to pay. So, head on over to dwnproductions.net, dwnproductions.net. That's dwnproductions.net. And if you were in the Cincinnati area and you have not heard about it, look up Camp Zool and get all that information because I'm sure you will enjoy it. And if not, buy a fucking ticket anyways and don't go. But make sure to go to dwnproductions.net and buy something because you deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say go to dwnproductions.net, check out all the stuff he's got, and order some stuff. Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, you fucking need a mask. You know, we're going into Christmas time and everything. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. No one else will. Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
You got to learn self-love.
Yeah. Don't go over to fastcustomshirts.com. And if you're going to, and if you're going to order something, be fucking patient.
Please.
Because I don't know what brand shirt I'm going to print your shit on. It's going to be whatever the fuck I can get. But I can't get shit right now.
Remember when you used to do test shirts?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yep, good enough. That's the way it's going to be now.
Well, Joe, once again, I thank you for all the help on the day of my beautiful wife's wedding. Excuse me. That was very, very, very nice of you, and I appreciate all the help and all the things that go along with that. So thank you from the bottom of my anals.
I was glad to be a part of it. I'm glad you both had a good time.
Thank you. Until next week, when we talk about the rain.
Ooh, that's another one.
All right, boy gob.